The Gaming Commission or its officials have been restrained from further issuing any purported permits or licenses that allow private enterprises to set up schemes for alleged participation in draws for prizes. In addition, the Commission has been restrained from imposing and collecting purported levies and charges from promotional budgets or prize funds, sponsoring or conducting or supervising any draws. Addressing a news conference in Accra, the Director General of the National Lottery Authority, Kojo Anda, noted that the orders came after the authority had filed an application for review at the Fast Track High Court. The court further ordered directors of the Gaming Commission to take a careful look at the parliamentary records to ascertain the reason why the NLA and Gaming Commission were set up. Mr. Anda said the court awarded cost of 20,000 Ghana cedis against the Gaming Commission and further quashed permits issued by the Commission to Fidelity Bank Limited, Maximat Limited and Electroland Ghana Limited. The National Lottery Authority and Gaming Commission had had a legal feud about who has the mandate to issue permits or licenses to especially telecommunication companies and other companies who hide behind marketing promotions to operate lottery. Mr. Anderson, the court ruled that it was the NLA that had the sole mandate to operate lottery, for which it had the capacity to sue or seek orders restraining the operation or other forms of alleged lottery by persons prohibited from doing so. Solicitor for NLA and board member of NLA, Kojo Graham, explained the issues at stake and the way forward to Radio Ghana.
The issues are that, for one, we believe we have a very definitive clarification as to the boundary lines in respect of the jurisdiction of the NLA and the Gaming Commission. One, for example, that the NLA indeed has monopoly over the operation and regulation of lottery in Ghana. And secondly, that the Gaming Commission also cannot issue licenses to companies that are not in the business of operating games of chance. The 5% value of the prize funds that were being collected by the Gaming Commission from these companies have also been declared illegal by the court. But at the end of the day, it's a way forward which matters. We believe that it represents a wonderful opportunity for all the parties to come together, ensure collaboration between the Gaming Commission and the NLA to create a joint framework that will facilitate and ensure the observance of the law in an environment that will still allow the businesses to operate, to generate revenue, promote their business, preserve the integrity of the law, and also enable government to also generate and make the necessary revenue that is due in these activities. And I think that should be the way forward.
That was Kojo Graham, board member and solicitor for the National Lottery Authority, explaining a court ruling restraining the Gaming Commission from further issuing any purported permits or licenses that allow private enterprises to set up schemes for alleged participation in draws for prizes.